Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Some satellite stations. We're being broadcast live 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is the Sunday edition. I am the Reverend Captain. I am your host,
Mickey.
And Richie Rich.
I can give you the start date 032022 as this Sunday. Being broadcast live 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is the Sunday edition. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. I am your host. Joining me,
Mickey.
And Richie Rich.
I can give you the start date, 031320, for the show. We, some of us gathered to have dinner on a relatively frequent basis. And he pointed out that, well, cancel culture has now come for an entire country.
That's true.
It's totally true. Russia has been canceled. Sorry, it's just been canceled. It's like somebody else brought up something that reminded me of the Black Mirror series of television shows. If you haven't seen those, watch those. But there's one where, like, you can block a person, like, reality. They become just sort of this gray, you know, figure, this blob that can't really communicate with you at all. It exists still, and you can, like, bump into it physically, but it's otherwise, like, blurted out grayed out for audio, video, the whole nine yards. And so you can actually block somebody permanently. And so this is what has happened for the rest of the world, at least as far as the U.S. is, because, you know, okay, so the government's doing the government thing. Of course, they're going to do that. But now we have corporations,
yes,
right, large entities, McDonald's, for example, Netflix, you know, these types of things, who are like DuckDuckGo, right? We talked a little bit about that.
That one was sad.
You know,
I expected better from them.
Totally.
Yeah, me too.
But all of these companies are like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to show that we support the Ukraine by blocking Russia or otherwise filtering results or whatever it is they're doing.
So one of the beautiful things, if you, maybe that's a bad phrasing, of reading through the news each week about the whole Russia-Ukraine thing is all like the very creative countermeasures, right, that Russia has employed.
Yes.
Right? So they go like, oh, you're not going to have McDonald's in Russia? No more trademarks.
Right.
Yeah,
open whatever McDonald's you
one,
want.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Let's just get rid of IP law altogether.
Altogether.
Right. And so now, all of a sudden, there's no fear from the Russian people to, oh, I don't know, download things that would be on all of these subscription services that rape you for 10 or 20 bucks a month, whatever it is. You know,
reasonable fee for what they provide.
Yeah, totally reasonable. But now they got no reason to pay because they can't.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And if you're going to, like, just eliminate IP law altogether,
right,
why then download to your heart's content.
And the other one that I was reading this week was the Russian banking system. Right, like, okay, now that we're cut off from the Western banks,
yep,
any Russian company that owes the West money, like, you can pay that back in rubles. But you don't have to go pay them in rubles. You open up an account in their name at a Russian bank, deposit it into the account, that absolves you of your debt to a Western company,
mm-hmm,
and then the Western company has to come claim it which they can't do.
Right.
So I go, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you know.
It's funny, as a technician, if you will, right, I've spent a lot of time around like software, and one of the things has been a permanent fixture of almost every job that I've ever had is troubleshooting. And big part of troubleshooting, finding a workaround.
Yes.
Right? 'Cause sometimes you need to find a workaround just to get the up and running on whatever it is, or service, whatever. Other times it's necessary because it's going to take time for like software. Is troubleshooting, and big part of troubleshooting, finding a workaround.
Yes.
Right? 'Cause sometimes you need to find a workaround just to get the person up and running on whatever other things, right? I heard Facebook is canceling Russia, right? So,
okay. Not a huge loss.
Not a huge loss, but at the same time, there are things that you can use if you're in Russia.
It's like a Facebook clone, like VK or whatever that thing was called.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear about that.
No, that's old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Things you can do, like, you'll fire up a VPN, say you're from a different country, go to Facebook.com. Right? There's workarounds for all this stuff. You get on the dark web, right? You know, if you need access to somebody else's computer remotely, you can go purchase that service from somebody else. So, like, now you can just remote desktop into a computer that's at an IP where you can... Like, all of these things have workarounds. And it's great, because for the first time, like, normally... The news would be all like, oh, the sanctions have been applied. The people have a hard time getting food and clothes and blah, blah, blah. Nothing really.
It's not even true like, yet.
Well, it can be for the ones who aren't tech savvy.
Sure.
Or, you know, of sort of a end of like working around. Some people just sort of accept their complacency and servitude and go, oh, woe is me. But like people who are like actively trying to like, well, you know, I need to access this one thing or, you know, I want to watch movies, so I'm going to find a way. There are ways, and they're innumerable, right? I can't even tell you how many ways there are to work around all of this stuff. And I hope that the people, the individuals in Russia and all these places that have been affected by culture canceling an entire country are using these workarounds to their advantage.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is pretty sad because, right, I think we can all agree that the Russian government is not great, like any government. It's evil and corrupt.
Yep.
But there are a lot of people, normal people like you and me, that live in Russia that would suffer due to these sanctions and all of the other things without these workarounds that you're talking about. So it's just kind of messed up that all of these, like, anti-war, pro-peace-seeming people are advocating for destroying the Russian economy when there are real people that live there.
Yes.
And you were talking interesting before the show as well. You were talking about the T-shirt.
Oh, my goodness. Can you, okay.
Let's talk about this.
So, again, I just...
Or destroying the Russian economy when there are real people that live there.
Yes.
Yeah. And you were talking about something interesting before the show as well. You were talking about the T-shirt concept.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Let's tell the listeners about this.
So, again, I was questioning at dinner before the show.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many Russians, like average everyday Russians, are over there going like, well, we don't support Russia's war, but we do support Russia's troops.
Right, you know? Like they do here in the U.S.
Like they do, yeah. And so I want to put that on a shirt. Like, I don't support Russia's war, but I do support Russia's troops. With the lifting of IP restrictions, right, I go like, well, sometimes the government can get it right. Right? Like, can we say, like, no, they shouldn't have done it? No, that was
a great
idea. So,
yeah, and there was a meme that goes right along at this point that I saw recently. It was something like... you know, with like Coca-Cola and Pepsi banning, you know, Russia and the banks, you know, pulling out and IPV. Like, Russia's going to be one of the healthiest, most well-adjusted and well-informed nations to have ever existed. 603-283-6160. Are you canceling Russia or Russian people or Russian culture or anything Russian in your life? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Speak one word in the Australian accent in less than 5 seconds.
Okay.
Instead of saying the word space race, I mean, you replace the word race with rice. Go ahead.
Space rice.
Okay.
Space rice.
Okay, now.
I think I tried those, so that didn't really count.
Replace
but,
the word space with spice. Go.
Spice rice.
Spice rice.
That
it's
time
spice
I,
rice.
That time I didn't try, and that was pretty good.
It's a spice rice.
Nice.
Yes. If you like one variety of rice better than all
basmati.
The other, are you a ricist?
I am, yeah.
Calrose.
Yeah, I like basmati.
Yeah, it's a tie for me between basmati and jasmine rice.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the cuisine.
On the jasmine,
you know,
sometimes the jasmine rice is a little too jasmine.
Yeah, it's for like Asian food, you know, yeah. So, yeah. I'm glad we
Hawaii,
can agree
man.
On that.
Calrose is a staple.
You grew up?
Well, I got older.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We're going to take control of the airwaves now and talk about something.
Cool.
I did want to, let's just breeze over the Bitcoin thing. Bitcoin.com has an article that I've titled, Should You Leave the Cryptocurrency Exchanges? Well,
yes.
Yes. A caveat, unless you're on there, like, doing some trading or, you know, whatever, that kind of thing. Don't leave your cryptocurrency on the exchanges.
Yeah.
I'm not a financial advisor, but don't leave your cryptocurrency
not
on
your
the
keys,
exchanges.
Not your coin.
Not your keys, not your coin. Not your keys, not your money. You don't have the keys. It's somebody else's money. Whatever quantity of crypto you have on the exchanges, take care of the business you got to take care of, and then get it the heck out of there.
You can equivocate it to like a checking or a savings account or a stock account mm-hmm. if you're buying and trading stock. Right, that's not going to be the bulk of your funds. Is going to be in the trading account. You're going to take out what you want and put it on what you control, i.e. your savings account, and just trade with what you have on there. And if your gains are too, you know, if you've got some good gains and you want to pull some of that out, then you put it on your own wallet outside of that.
That's excellent non-financial advice.
Sure.
Richie Rich. So this article says the Bitcoin exchange reserves. This is how much Bitcoin these exchanges have, you know, on hand, has dropped to the lowest point in 3 years.
Oh, can we have a run on the exchanges? I'm withdrawing everything. Does that even work?
Everybody talks about how, like there's a whole bunch of people that now believe that, like, government shut down because, right, which is just retarded. It's they didn't shut down cryptocurrency. What they did is they told some exchanges not to send or receive from a few specific addresses.
Right.
Which, if you know anything about crypto, know that you just create a new address, no big deal.
And a lot of wallets, like legit wallets where people can own their keys, were like, we can't do that, and
right.
That's literally the whole point.
Yes.
So they just told them to basically, like, F off.
Yeah. Not only can we not do it, but even if we could, well, we would be violating our own product, the nature of it. So,
and the one that was, like, we stuck it to him wasn't even in the jurisdiction. Like, not only do we not have to follow Canada's laws,
yeah,
we couldn't even if we had to.
The number of Bitcoin held on exchanges has continued to drop in recent times, as the metric suggests crypto advocates are pulling funds off of trading platforms. Or, you know, to avoid governments targeting exchanges and freezing all of their wealth, you know, that they have in the crypto sphere, perhaps. I don't know. Yeah. At the time of writing, 2.32 million Bitcoin, worth over $90 billion, is currently held on centralized cryptocurrency exchanges. Far too much, in my opinion. We could use to cut that down a good, you know, half or more.
Which is why local Bitcoin used to be such a good resource.
Yeah.
Right, like, I have cash, you have Bitcoin, let's trade, and then we do so.
Yeah.
Right, and then you get it out of your, you know, your local Bitcoin wallet, because, you know, they had their own little proprietary thing as well.
Yep.
But You didn't have to. There was no, like, here's my ID. Here's a picture of me holding up my ID that right. you got to get a friend to take. Here's all my bank account information so you can track that as well.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't.
Yeah, zero
don't,
privacy there.
Yeah, I don't want to do any of that. I just I have cash and I want some Bitcoin. Like, who do I talk to, man?
Yep. It was great. And
the good old days.
And there should be more services like that.
There should be.
And if there are, let us know. 603-283-6160.
There was a local Monero for a little while, too, but I didn't really use that one.
I see folks. I scour the Craigslist from time to time.
Okay.
And I do this a little more frequent than I used to in the years that I've discovered that on the left-hand side of Craigslist, they have a little box you can check when you're looking at stuff for sale that says cryptocurrency okay.
Yep.
And I did a thing the other day because Craigslist also has this search function where you can type in search a radius from my zip code, you know, 10 miles, 20 miles, 100 miles, whatever it is. I typed in like 5,000 miles, which should be anywhere. That's not
pretty far, yeah.
You know, pretty much the entire United States from here and Canada. And then checked the box for cryptocurrency. Okay, and I sorted by most expensive. Right, and there's people selling some really cool stuff, expensive stuff,
for crypto.
Yeah. And then there's some medium stuff and some budget stuff. And I was completely taken aback at how much stuff on Craigslist is willing to be cryptocurrency, at least according to checking that box. Now, you know, you got to go through a normal routine and vet somebody out, make sure they're not a scammer, or they're just trying to take your crypto and, you know, that kind of thing. So be very careful. And I was completely taken aback at how much stuff on Craigslist is willing to be sold for cryptocurrency, at least according to checking that box. Now, workarounds, man. Workarounds.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Workarounds. You know? So that's basically the point of this article, is that a whole bunch of people apparently have been listening to Free Talk Live and taking our not financial advice.
Good job!
And taking their cryptocurrency off of the exchanges. So, yeah, good job, everyone. Well done.
Well, the more those exchanges in the pocket of the government, like asking for regulations and giving them information, the more those people should consider getting more off.
Yes.
Yeah. Who wants to be a part of that nonsense?
Like, that was not how it was pitched in the beginning.
It's like the whole point of cryptocurrency.
Was not to be in that system.
If I wanted nonsense, I'd be using USD.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And, I mean, that kind of goes for anything. If I wanted nonsense, I'd turn...
Yeah.
But no.
What's the old adage? If you want something, like, you know, done half as well at twice the cost and double the time, government's your man. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk... That's how we use cookies. No, I'm kidding. A North Carolina mom says... She says, coming up, it's the Sunday Night Edition. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hailing a big victory in South Carolina and pushing back against President Joe Biden's disaster administration as a train wreck, former President Donald Trump didn't hold back at a Save America rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Well, we need to help stop this brutal invasion. We also have to clean out the rot of our failed foreign policy establishment. It is indeed rotten to the core before these total lunatics lead us down the path of national ruin and World War III. They will do it, too.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards have claimed responsibility for a dozen ballistic missiles that struck Iraq's northern Kurdish regional capital of Erbil in the early hours of this morning, Iran state media reported, adding that the attack was against the United States consulate's new building. The attack caused only material damage and only one civilian was injured. This is USA Radio News. Four more spring breakers have overdosed in Wilton Manors, Florida. They're cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. One of those cadets is on the Army football team. Wilton Manors police say that they've made an arrest in the case in conjunction with the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Axel Cassius was arrested on charges of trafficking cocaine and burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. According to the Sheriff's Office, he's being held on $50,000 bond. A former township clerk and county election supervisor in Michigan has now been charged with ballot tampering in the August 2020 primaries. Kathy Funk is also charged with misconduct in office. Both charges are felonies punishable up to 5 years in prison upon conviction. Funk faces arraignment in Genesee County's district court. Funk was Flint Township's clerk when authorities say she purposely broke seals on ballot containers. According to the Attorney General's office, under Michigan law, that prevented votes inside that container from being counted in a recount. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is... drum roll, please. Oh, wait, I just talked over the drum roll. Oh, hey, try not to do that. That's probably messing with some of these speakers. It's weird.
We can't hear it if I do it down here.
Well, but we already heard it. I was talking over it, kind of, so.
You asked for it.
There was a drum roll.
Okay. Careful what you wish for, Captain.
I guess. Beautiful, unclothed, naked women from heaven.
I
had to check in case my, you know, you never know how far your superpowers extend. So you have to, you know. And like,
check the roof after, you know, on the next break.
That was a bit from, what's the Kevin Smith movie? Dogma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where like Rufus falls from the head as the dude was like, you know, and he's like, beautiful, and I can't say the words, you know, blah, 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 women don't just fall out of the sky every day, yo. And then he looks up and he's waiting and nothing happens and he's like, damn it. I would have been the same way too. But anyway, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
So this is a Richie always bring in quality content.
Appreciate it.
This one caught my eye.
It's not as bizarre as what I would normally bring in, but it's still
But it's still like really like really? It's 20 what year is it?
2022.
And like Do you want to read this one?
I can.
If not, I can.
Up to you. Right. Yeah, go for it.
This is from the News and Observer. whatever that is. I'm not familiar with that publication. North Carolina mom says black students were sold at a school slave auction, end quote. District condemns racism.
So going into this article, I read the headline and I went, was this a school function? Like, was this part of history class?
That's what I thought, too. In my middle school, at the last year of that, before your freshman year, your eighth grade, they had this thing called, it was called trade fair. It was mock capitalism.
Okay. Right?
And the idea was you and one or two other people got together and you created a fake store. You sold whatever it is you want. I did a records and CDs, right, at a record shop because
nice.
I had a bunch. Right? Yeah. I'm like, I could just haul all those to school, which in retrospect was a bad idea. But whatever. It was just a lot of work is all. And then they would, like the government, print fake money and distribute it to everybody. So it was very much statism training. And then, you know, all the teachers and, like, families were invited to come and participate, and you got to sell whatever it is. And so I had this vision of, like, a whole bunch of students had these, like, little tiny fake businesses going on, except one of them was, like, actively training slaves in their school somehow. And I was like, that can't happen.
That can't happen.
That can't happen.
But not only that, I was like, well, if this was a school function, right, with woke culture being what it is, you couldn't have, like, a white student playing the role of the black slave.
Right.
Right? You'd have to, like, be specific with your role association. And so, of course, black students would
be the
ones. I don't
know. I think that's worse.
What?
Making the black kids the slaves?
If you're trying to be the role they were meant to play.
Cultural appropriation?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Seriously?
If you're trying to be, like, like poignant or something like that, you remember the old school Star Trek had this episode where there was a guy who was half white and half black, and then he was fighting another guy who was also half black and half white, except they were on the opposite side.
Like mirror images.
So one guy was half black on the left, but the other guy was half white on the left, and so that's why they were fighting, and so it was an illustration lesson in racism. So unless they were doing something like that, where, like, you know, the black kid gets to sell the white kid or something as sort of like a reverse lesson in, like, you know, hey, this is what it would look like, then that also can't happen.
Yeah, it's just bad.
Because then they would cry out critical race theory.
Yeah.
Right? And like, you can't be teaching that this is bad.
Slavery bad. Is that too difficult for people to understand?
Yeah, there's... It should
like
be
human rights.
Should be
everybody,
that simple.
Everybody's got them. Everybody deserves them. Doesn't matter what you look like.
Although it should be that simple, and yet it's not, because people don't understand fully what slavery is. When people, at least Westernized people, think of slavery, they immediately think to
chattel slavery in America.
They've all seen the movie Roots, and they go, "Oh, that's what slavery looks like." You know, the southern plantation guy with the big mustache and the hat and the all white get-ups and all that kind of stuff, and then everybody else just in chains working the fields and singing songs and, you know, whatever. That's what it's a stereotypical image. What slavery really is when somebody or some organization takes from you your effort, your life's effort, right? You are alive, you're a being of energy, and you give off energy, and you put effort into things, right? When somebody takes that from you and makes it their own, that is slavery. Now, in some people's mind, there's a question of percentage.
Yes.
Right? So most cultures around planet Earth recognize that taking 100% of another human being's life effort is overt slavery. Complete. You are my subject. I do with you whatever it is that I want at any time, and you must do it or else. Right? 100%. Now, most people falsely believe that slavery has been abolished because of this percentage rule. Or rule of thumb. It's not really a rule. It's a
concept.
Misconception is what it is. This misconception of percentage slavery. Because if I'm only 1% a slave, I'm still a slave. But just 1%. If I'm a 20% slave, I'm still a slave. 20%. If you're taking 20% of my life's effort, I am 20% your slave. Or 20% of the time, at least.
I think most people would complain a lot less if it was just 1%. And like, there might not even be a libertarian movement if it was 1%.
And I think also the thing with taxation is people have this illusion that they are getting something, they're receiving something from their tax dollars, right?
Yeah. So, hang on real quick, because we've all made the jump between slavery and taxation because we're us.
Yeah.
But our listeners might not have made the jump from slavery to taxation, but that is the point of the percentage. Who takes a percentage of your life from you without your consent? Well, that's government. How do they do so? They extract it from your paycheck or from your business or from your property.
Or show up at your house with men with guns.
If you refuse to pay them, of course.
Right.
So anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
So people have this false illusion that they are getting something in return for the money that is stolen from them. I mean, at one point when I was in Massachusetts, 30% of my paycheck, I didn't have health insurance or anything from my job. This was all in federal and state income taxes.
Yep.
30% or more.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. And what did I get in return for that? The roads that have potholes and like literal craters in them, you know, and they're like, oh, well, the hospitals and the library and the fire station, and they make up all of this fake stuff that we get in return for our taxes, and it, none of it's real.
Yeah. Department of Land and Natural Resources.
Yeah, yeah. Like, are you kidding?
There are so many departments of that, like, don't need to exist. The Department of Redundancy Department is one of them. Right?
Well, and they don't need to exist, because when the government did the shutdown a few years ago, they shut down the non-essential services, and it should have made that permanent.
Yeah.
A perfect illustration of how nothing happens when the government shuts down.
Yeah.
Like, everything just continues on, and probably continues on much better in the first place.
And I think it's also really important to note that if we were to not get all of that money stolen from us through taxes, we could do all of the services that the government does, except way cheaper,
and better.
Way better, way more efficient, way quicker,
just
better all around.
Yeah. Imagine you're driving down the road and you encounter a pothole, and you know your car goes boom, and you're like, you snarl because there's a damn pothole.
Yeah, call someone.
And call Domino's.
There's an app. There's an app.
Domino's. Domino's was filling potholes better than the government.
How about there's an app where you can just go, hey, I spotted a pothole, and then it automatically logs the location, you know, that it was at, and a team comes out and they fix the pothole before the next time you drive on it. Why doesn't that exist? Because government claims a monopoly on the roads and doesn't allow competition, so innovation never happens. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And that's how space travel is possible today.
Precognition.
I'm glad you guys were able to sit through my spiel on space travel there during the break. I know it's complicated, but I have full confidence in you all absorbing the content of the syllabus.
Very educational. Thank you.
I mean, if it's just space travel, is that really all that difficult?
Time travel
like
next.
Like I said, I had full confidence in you, so yeah. Shouldn't be. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live in the studio. It's me, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So.
And coming up in the last segment, Captain talks about time travel instead.
Man, I am so hungry. I haven't eaten anything since Thursday of last week.
Okay.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast 3 days from now. It's time travel jokes.
I got it, but Thursday of last week makes sense. And I thought maybe wasn't sure if you're trying to be funny or you're on a diet.
At first, I was traveling backwards in time.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I was traveling forwards in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also don't remember what I had for breakfast last Thursday.
Yeah. Me either.
I can't remember what's for dinner tomorrow. At any rate, we've been talking, we've been tangenting. We talked about the headline of this article.
There's a lot of show to fill.
We have plenty.
Okay.
Thanks to you, mostly. I have a couple of things, but you're bringing the gold here, Richie Rich. So anyway, NC Mom, that's North Carolina, I believe, says, black students sold at school slave auction, district condemns racism. Some black students were reportedly sold, quote-unquote, by classmates at a recent, quote-unquote, slave auction at a
slave auction. Wasn't a real slave auction.
I mean, it doesn't
matter.
Oh,
well, that changes things.
It does.
It is in quotes, but that's why I did quote-unquote.
Okay.
At Chatham County School, prompting the superintendent, as opposed to just the regular intendant, to send a letter to families condemning recent unacceptable incidents. But, you know, they never send a letter to families condemning, like, the existence of public schools. At any rate, in a letter sent Tuesday night, Chatham County Superintendent Anthony Jackson told families that the district had become aware of recent incidents involving students using racially insensitive language and offensive imagery. Jackson's letter doesn't specifically describe the incidents, but a Chatham County parent who has been in contact with the district officials detailed in Facebook posts about the slave auction and a video that used the N-word.
Oh, no.
Nitrous oxide?
Who knows?
Our son experienced a slave auction by his classmates, and when he opened up, we were made aware that this type of stuff seems to be the norm so much that he didn't think it was worth sharing.
Oh, God.
Ashley Palmer wrote in a Facebook post Friday. His friend went for $350, and another student was the slave master because he, quote, knew how to handle them, unquote.
Oh, my God.
So this is what I'm talking about. So they did this thing, right, and... Okay, it's bad. Got it. No problem there. But how do you participate in this as the slave being sold for $350?
Especially in like a public school setting. I mean, bullying's a thing, so...
Do you think it's a bullying thing?
I just have to read this next bit before...
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
Sorry.
We even have a video of students harmonizing the N-word. Since when were children so blatantly racist? I can answer that. Ooh, me, pick me over here.
Captain, you in the back.
Since forever. Because, I'm a child of the early 70s, right? And so I was, 1976, I was born in 70, I was 4 years old, so 77, 78, right? A majority of the white people who had kids that were my age, were totally racist, at least in their speech. It was difficult, right? I grew up in it, and so it was normal, right? So for the time being when you're a child and that seems normal to you, you're a kid. You just go out and play. You don't know what you're playing about. You don't do any, like, deep thoughts into the philosophy or the moral implications of the playing that you're doing. What you're doing is you're imitating something, generally
speaking.
Kids
do.
Yeah, they're racist parents.
So these kids are imitating their racist parents, obviously.
Where is this?
North Carolina?
Okay, so.
Chatham County, North Carolina. Yeah. I mean, I played Cowboys and Indians as a kid. Am I racist?
I did too.
I
did too.
We had no Indians to speak of.
Yeah. So what do you do? You just someone
or somebody.
Yeah, well, that's
someone
what?
Culturally appropriates the Indian by putting a little feather in their head.
I call it acting.
Okay.
Right?
There's a new term now. We're PC now. It's cultural appropriation.
It's not acting anymore?
Well, which again is why, when we go back to the article,
pretend, right? Play?
Who's going to play the slave?
Like pretend? Like sure. Play, right? You know?
Yeah. No, I got it.
Okay.
I mean, I would also just think that these kids at this point would have learned about slavery, like slavery bad, like this isn't a nice thing to do, or at least like touched upon racism, like, hey, I see you calling other students racial slurs. I'm a teacher, so it's my job to tell you not to do that.
It's a part one and two in class. They cover what happened, but haven't gotten to the part where there's a moral dilemma.
Apparently.
Oh, we can just sell the black students.
It's like...
They come into school on Monday, like, no, that's bad.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't get to the bad part.
Yeah, you would think, I mean, if school isn't teaching anything else, obviously, the least they could do is turn their focus on to slavery bad.
Okay. Well, if they're not teaching it, right, did the students independently come up with the idea of a slave auction? Like, you know what would be a good idea?
Hey, history repeats itself.
Hey, gang, right? They're all at, like, they're on recess. They're, around, like, the four square thing, right? Somebody's sitting on the ball, and they're like, I got an idea.
A barbershop quartet. But here's what we're going to sing.
Palmer, who I think is the spokesperson for the school, posted, or maybe one of the parents, posted that the incident took place at J.S. Water School, a K-8 school in Goldston, located about 50 miles southwest of Raleigh in North Carolina. According to this year's data, the 195-student school is 68% white, 12% black, 12% Hispanic, and 6% of two or more races. Students received a one-day suspension for the auction, but that no action had been taken yet about the video. They made a video, apparently.
Well, what can you do about the video? Is one day enough? Like, is that... That seem reasonable?
I mean, so, okay, let's teach you a lesson about slavery bad by basically making you a slave for a day, right? When you're in detention, you basically have to do whatever the detention person
tells you. Well, if it's a suspension, though,
it's out of school, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, that's true. Public school in general is kind of slavery, so...
It is. I always had this great relationship with out-of-school suspensions.
Okay.
Because it's a day off of school.
I know.
It seems that way.
How may I earn more of these?
It's like, wait. I hate being here, so there's a way that I can do something bad, air quotes, and get to go home?
Where is this list of things that results in an out-of-school suspension?
Yeah, looks like I'm smoking cigarettes in the bathroom. Cool.
Graffiti on the wall? Why, yeah, yes, sweet. I think I am an artist today.
Selling your classmates for $350.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened at the Foursquare thing. They're like, we got to figure out how to get out of school next Tuesday. What can we do? No, that's not bad enough.
You know what? That's the only thing I could think of that would get the black kids to agree to this, right? Like, right. Well,
we're all going to get suspended.
Yeah, like.
yeah. Are you willing to do it? Yeah, I'll take one for the team. You know, like they all wanted to get together and like you know play video games or something. You know, and so they conspired. That's right. It's a conspiracy theory.
Ooh,
it is a theory of a conspiracy. Technically, a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it does beg the question, were the black kids in on it? If so, to what degree? If not, how did that one kid, right, and it was like, well, this happened so often, we just thought it was normal, right?
I know, yeah.
No, it's Slave Auction Wednesday. Just, that's what we do on Wednesdays.
Oh, God. It's a shame my child isn't safe at school, Palmer wrote Monday. Where is the staff when this is happening? Now when my son gets fed up, they will protect him the way they have protected this other child? And it's like, okay, well, get your kid out of public school, right? Take some responsibility. Like, all these parents who get worked up at the bad job that public school is doing with my children, like, okay. They don't want to take any responsibility.
Also begs the question, how was this kid unsafe if it was just...
Playtime.
Playtime.
Yeah.
Right? Like, was the sale valid in some form or fashion? Did he have to... You're doing my homework,
Richie Rich. No, it was not valid in any way, shape, or form.
Well, then how is it unsafe? That's what I'm saying.
603-283-6160. The only form of valid slavery is when it's voluntary.
If they're participating in the mock slave auction.
Which isn't really slavery. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.